the first lady is Marilyn Hall from Newcastle, and Marilyn's going to come up here now and give her testimony. Thanks, Marilyn.
I've never done this before and I'm a little nervous about it. I sort of like got trust upon me that, you know, I was asked and I seen why the Lord wanted me to come here this weekend, perhaps to share with you what I know and I found, and I really hope you'll help and guide me now. I guess first started off about 2.5 to 3 years ago, and I used to look at life and I thought, you know, my husband and I, we had 2 children and 1 on the way, and we thought, you know, we're pretty set in life and nothing worried us much. And then Russia started putting battleships into the Pacific Ocean and lining them up, and my husband, he used to come home and say, gee, you know, there's a lot of things lining up and things going on in the world, and I'd never paid attention to the world or what went on, and I lived my little life and I was right, you know. Anyway, I started to think about it, and he'd come home at night and he'd say something, and then I'd start thinking, where is life, you know? There's got to be something else in life. And I thought, gee whiz, if Russia bombs us out tomorrow, then someone's going to do the other half and I'm dead. And I haven't had much life. I haven't had anything. And my kids were only 2 years old, and I thought, do they only see 2 years of life? And I think my husband and I have got a pretty good marriage, and I thought, you know, does love end here? Is this where it ends? Or does it, you know, go on? And so I guess that's what started seeking, and I can remember endless nights in bed crying, wondering. And so it happened, the Lord had seen to all this. At least 15 to 20 years ago, I didn't know my husband, and he had him go along to the Gospel Assembly at Hamilton. He led him there somehow. He went with a friend. And the Lord recalled everything he remembered in his Sunday school. He remembered, I said to him, what is there? And he said, but there's God. I said, is there? And we never talked about God between us because we didn't know. We were too frightened. Each other would say, oh, I don't want to get into that. So we were that scared to talk to one another about God. We could talk about everything but God. And I said, is there? And because I really wanted something, and he said, well, there's God. He didn't know. He knew of Christ and the saving. He didn't tell me too much about it, but he said, there's God, and he listens to prayer. And I used to play, please, God, help me. Anyway, we used to talk a lot. Now, I guess it went on for a couple of months because the Lord, he does things slowly and he does them properly. And we used to talk a lot about life and what we do, and then we decided it wouldn't be so bad going to church now once every month or so. I guess we could put up with it. And we thought, oh, about time the kids were christened, because we didn't know any better. I went to Sunday school for 12 years and didn't learn a thing. I didn't know who Christ was. Anyway, one Sunday morning, all of a sudden, the Lord gave us the will and we decided to go looking for a church. So we went looking for a Methodist one. We turned up on the doorstep and his daughter said, oh, he's in Perth. He won't be back for a couple of weeks. And I said, me in my arrogant way before a Christian, I said, oh, that's no good for me. I'm going to find another one. So we got in the car and we chucked off to another one. And, you know, my husband said, where are we going? I said, oh, don't really go to the Baptist. The church you went to, the Brethren's, I said, because I don't know anything about them, and I'm a dreadful person in those days. The Lord forgave me. Anyway, I said, start driving. There's got to be churches around somewhere. So we started driving, and we ended up at Hamilton. We went back later and found we turned one corner 2 or 3 times from a church, and we went to Hamilton. We drove in, and I'd never, ever been to a Brethren church, and I'd never been to the Lord's Supper before. We walked in. We looked in and they're all sitting in a circle, and I thought, my. And I said to him, sure you went to this church? Wow. Lot of instigation, we sat in the back. We didn't sit up with the others in the thing. Different guys kept getting up everywhere, and I'm looking for the minister and I can't see him. And I couldn't work it out because, you know, I'd never, you know, all I'd seen was church on TV and whatever. So I'm just, you know, sitting there looking, and I think a voice dragging on, the kids are making a noise, you know. I didn't know the verses. All of a sudden someone got up and then the bread started getting handed around. I thought, what's this? You know, and the bread goes around. They didn't give it to us. Oh. Then the wine goes around and they didn't give that to us. And I thought, well, what have we got here? Anyway, then the money bag went around and I said to my husband, good thing they didn't ask us for money after not giving us anything else. Anyway, I said to him just before it ended, come on, let's get out of here, you know. And that was Satan's way. I guess it was his last big go at victory, which he never got. And he said, at least have the decency to wait till it ends. I said, oh, right. So it ended eventually, and then we stood up to leave, and a woman walked up to me, and I still don't know her name. It was Mrs. Bromley's mother. And she came up to me, and she turned me around, and she gave me a kiss on the cheek, and she said, it's lovely to see you here, dear. And that was Christ. I seen Christ in her. Anyway, we said, we're still a little arrogant, we said, you know, well, we've only come here to have the children christened and, you know, come to church now and then. And the fella said, in a really nice way, he said, well, you know what, he said, we don't christen kids. I said, why not? And he said, well, I'll show you. And he opened his Bible and he pointed out text and verse after verse after verse, and I said, well, I believe you. And I started looking, and we asked questions, and he opened his Bible and he gave us the answer every time. And the attitude and the friendliness of him, I guess, is how the Lord reached out to us. Remembering that my husband had a Christian sister who was saved 2 years, but we didn't know anybody that belonged to Christ. Christ had no way of reaching us until he took us to church. Then he reached out to us. Anyway, I asked my husband about, we left and they asked us to come back, and we said we probably would. I asked him on the way, I used to smoke too, quite heavily. And I lit up a cigarette as I drove out, and all the ladies looked at me, and I said to my husband, is it alright to smoke? He said, I don't suppose it'll stop you from getting to heaven. So, right now, and on the next Monday, I said, I guess I don't really know when I found Christ, when he started to live in my life. There's a lot of things in it, but I don't know, he'd already started then, because I turned around and said, Lord, I can't give up smoking, can you? Give it up for me? And he did. I re-tempted twice and I've never touched them since. And it doesn't worry me at all. Anyway, we went home. We went to a party, actually. I went to my nephew's party after going to church this day. The woman came up to me and she said, where have you been? Why are you so late? I said, I've been to church. And she goes, what do you want to go to church for? And I thought, this sounds like me. And I said, I wanted to go to church because I wanted to believe in God. And she said, you don't have to go to church to believe in God. And I said, gee, I used to say the same thing. Anyway, I guess Christ was taking hold and we were still talking and thinking about things. Anyway, next Sunday we came along again to church. My attitude was a lot better by this time. I understood a bit more and why they had to suffer and that. And we'd asked them about baptism and they told us about it. When we get back, they'd asked us would we stay for tea the week before, and we thought this week we might and see what it was like. We didn't want to get too overly involved, you know, how I cried. We didn't, you know, I was dreadful before I was a Christian. Anyway, when it was over, this same lovely little lady came up to me, because we'd asked, I missed a bit out, I knew I wouldn't get it right. We asked Orb Yeomans, because that was my husband's Sunday school teacher, so he was who the instigation was to go to that church to find him, to ask him to fix our children up. Anyway, the woman came back and she said, I found Orb Yeomans and he's coming to see you. And oh, great, you know. So we left it at that, and we left nothing really significant until that Wednesday morning, a guy, which was Orb Yeomans, walked up to the door, and I called it about from 6 months ago back. I guess I've always called it the same since. The day that Orb Yeomans walked in the door with Christ beside him. Because as he walked in the door, it just lit up. And he just sat down and started showing me and telling me about Christ. And I still didn't know him much. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know he was God's son. I only knew him as a story. He was a man. And I accepted, I completely gave off the old life then for Christ. And he told me and unwrapped the scriptures. And my husband walked home and walked in the door. And he said, I've just been talking to your wife and she's accepted Christ. And Harold sat down and said, well, I want to accept him too. So as from then on, we both accepted Christ, and all said, I'd like you to come along to the Adams Town Assembly because you might find you fit in better, which we did. Anyway, from then on, it's gone on pretty good, and I think the Lord's been pretty good to us in our lives, and I wouldn't turn back for a minute. There's been hard things and easy things, but I guess, you know, when the Lord's with you, it doesn't matter anyway. Because if the Lord could save us and he could come and get us from our wanting and our home, if he could come and say, come with me, and if he could lead us to church and he could show us himself without having someone come tell him, then there's hope for everybody in the world. Amen.